Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to getting smart about, well, some pretty complex stuff.
And today, it's definitely complex.
Oh, yeah. Today, we're diving right into the pretty wild world of meme coins, you know, where things can change in literally seconds.
Absolutely. High volatility is the name of the game.
So our mission today, we want to cut through all the noise around a pretty big event that just happened with a major player there. We'll figure out what it means right now and maybe what it tells us about where this whole digital asset thing is heading.
And it's a really turbulent time for meme coins specifically. Understanding these shifts, it's key. It's not just about the hype. It often shows you bigger market cycles playing out and just how fast things can pivot. Really highlights the resilience or sometimes the fragility of these platforms.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into it. What actually shook things up? Our sources are pointing at Pump.Fun.
Mm.
They were like the place to be for making meme coins, right? A huge launchpad.
Yeah, the beating heart, some called it. Super prolific.
But then, bam, something happened. What exactly went down? What caused this this big setback for them?
Well, the main thing was how sudden it was. Their official X account, you know, at Pump.Fun, and even the founder, Alon Cohen's personal account, they just got suspended, like out of the blue, no heads up.
Wow.
And remember, they were already banned in the UK. So this suspension, it just added another layer of difficulty for them, visibility-wise.
Right, especially when you need to be seen globally and fast.
Yeah.
So, okay, the accounts go dark. What was the immediate chatter? What did people think happened? And more importantly, what do our sources say was the likely reason?
Well, you know, the crypto space, speculation flies instantly. Some people immediately thought, oh, it must be the SEC, the U.S. regulator.
Always the first guess, seems like.
Pretty much. But the reports we're seeing suggest it was actually more likely about breaking X's rules, their terms of service.
Yeah.
Specifically, it looks like they were using unauthorized APIs, basically, unofficial ways to pull data to track meme coin trends on X.
To get an edge.
Exactly. And maybe save a chunk of change on data costs.
Yeah.
We're talking potentially like up to $100,000 a month they might have saved. But it really points to that sort of move fast, break things approach you see sometimes, trying to get ahead, maybe bending the rules.
And it backfired.
It seems so. Made them vulnerable right when they couldn't afford it.
And the timing. You mentioned the timing. It couldn't have been worse, could it? How did this suspension hit their operations right then?
Oh, the timing was just brutal. This all happened while they were literally in the middle of trying to run a $1 billion token sale.
A billion with a B.
Yeah. So imagine that. You're trying to raise $1 billion and your main way to talk to people, to build hype.
Your megaphone?
Your main megaphone, yeah, X in this case, just gets switched off. It was a massive blow. Mm-hmm. And it really underscores how shaky relying on these big platforms can be for promotion in crypto, especially when, you know, VC funding for digital assets is generally drying up a bit.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like Pump.Fun's specific problem might actually be like a sign of something bigger happening, broader issues in the whole meme coin space.
I think that's a fair way to look at it, yeah. You have to wonder about the overall health.
So what are the signals then? What are our sources seeing that points to this wider turbulence?
Well, there's quite a bit of evidence stacking up. Look at the daily fees on these platforms. They used to pull in over $5 million sometimes. Now they're struggling to even hit $1.5 million. That's a big drop.
Definitely.
And then there's just saturation. Over 10.7 million tokens launched in the past year alone.
10 million? How can they possibly all succeed?
Exactly. It's mathematically unsustainable for most of them. The market's just flooded. And we see it on Pump.Fun too, the number of new tokens getting launched there. It's more than halved since January.
Okay.
Plus the number of unique wallets interacting, you know, actual users, down 60%, sharp drop.
So fewer users, fewer new coins, less money coming in.
Right. And it's hitting the established ones, too. Even some of the bigger names like Fertcoin, PPE, Bonk, even Trump. They've seen pretty sharp pullbacks. And part of that is likely tied to this uncertainty around Pump.Fun, this major launchpad.
It sounds pretty grim across the board. Now, our sources also mentioned criticism heating up. What are the skeptics saying about this whole downturn?
Oh, yeah. The critics are definitely having their moment. They're basically saying, look, the meme coin sector got totally out of hand, just overrun with scams, really low quality stuff, pure short-term greed.
So they see this Pump.Fun thing as what? A sign of a necessary correction.
Exactly. Kind of symbolic of a bigger cleanup, like the market purging the excess froth.
But is that the whole story?
Well, that's the interesting part. The critics have a point about the froth, but our sources also highlight this this important truth about crypto. Every cycle has its mania. Remember ICOs, then NFTs, GameFi, now meme coins.
Right. There's always something that captures the imagination or the greed.
Precisely. Each wave taps into something, maybe a desire for quick riches, maybe community, sometimes just fun, often way ahead of any real utility. So the key isn't just saying it's a bubble, it's recognizing these patterns. Public excitement versus real innovation. It helps you think about where the next mania might pop up, even if the assets themselves look different. So yeah, this wave might be pulling back.
But another one's probably coming.
History suggests another one is definitely coming.
Okay, that's a really useful perspective. It's not just about this cycle. But let's circle back to Pump.Fun specifically. There was actually a positive twist, right? What happened with their X account?
Yeah, thankfully for them, there was a turnaround. They managed to sort out their issues with X, making both their main account and the founder's account back online.
Oh, wow. That must have been a huge relief.
Huge, especially with that $1 billion sale still technically ongoing. Getting their main communication channel back was critical.
So what does that comeback signal?
Well, it definitely reinforces their importance in the meme coin space, right?
Yeah.
But it also shows, I think, a certain resilience. They navigated a really tricky situation with a major platform. Now they can get back to amplifying launches, talking to their community, pushing their vision for, decentralized coin creation, whatever that fully looks like for them.
That is a strong recovery.
Yeah.
It shows maybe more grit than you'd expect in a space sometimes known for being fragile.
Definitely.
Okay, so Pump.Fun bounces back. We see the broader market is shaky, but maybe just cycling. What's the longer view then?
Our source mentions Av.ai having a take on this. Are they saying the meme coin party's over, or is it just changing shape?
Av.ai's perspective is interesting. They're pretty firm. The meme market isn't dying, it's evolving.
Evolving how?
They see it shifting away from, let's say, pure hype and chaos towards something more structured, more data-driven. They talk about using sophisticated tools, things like their own signal center, monitoring launch pads in real time, deep wallet analytics.
Stuff that gives traders an actual edge beyond just luck or hype. Exactly. Trying to find alpha, as they say, using data. Moving beyond just guessing which coin will pump next.
Okay, so if Av.ai is right, and the next boom is more about data, structure, insights, does that mean the days of some random coin just exploding overnight are gone? Is that lottery ticket aspect finished? Or will that always be part of the appeal? What does this mean for the next wave?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Av.ai certainly believes the next big boom won't be random. It'll come from better insights, sure, but also stronger narratives, and importantly, smarter infrastructure supporting it all. They're already plugging into launch pads, tracking early stuff on chains like Solana and BNB, trying to spot things early using data.
So it's like trying to make speculation smarter.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Injecting data, understanding market behavior better, but it definitely makes you ask, what even is a smart investment in the space anymore? How do you measure that when the next huge meme coin could theoretically still be based on, a funny picture of a cat? It's a fascinating tension.
It really is. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. The core takeaway from our deep dive today seems to be, yeah, the current meme coin frenzy might be cooling off.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not over. Platforms like Pump.Fun, despite the drama, are showing they can stick around.
Right, showing resilience.
And other players like Av.ai are already laying the groundwork for whatever comes next. And that next wave sounds like it might be different.
Yeah, the expectation is that it'll be more informed, hopefully more accessible in terms of understanding what's going on, and maybe, just maybe, a bit more secure. It really makes you think, doesn't it? What do these changes mean for digital assets overall, and how does it change how you think about these market cycles?
Absolutely. And maybe here's something to chew on until next time.
Yeah.
If the meme market keeps reinventing itself, always finding a new form,
Uh-huh.
what kind of totally unexpected stories or technologies or weird internet things might actually drive the next really big wave? And maybe more importantly, how could you even start to spot the signs of that shift before the madness takes over again?
That's the challenge, spotting the signal in the noise.
Food for thought. We'll leave it there for this deep dive.